amazing love. Do you know that God loves you, that He has a special plan for your life through His Word and by His Spirit? This program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Good evening. Welcome to God's Amazing Love. Yes, His Word, the Bible, is a revelation of the love of God from Genesis to the book of Revelation. We can learn about who God is, and we can learn about the manifestation of His glory and His salvation through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to earth to lay down His life because He so loved the Father that we might have eternal life. Jesus Christ is a revelation of the love of God. And we know by reading 1 John that God is love. Yes, He is unconditional love. He loves you unconditionally. What is separating you from His love? The Word of God says that nothing can separate you from His love. Hell can't, demons can't. Except we can separate ourselves from the love of God through our sinfulness. And much of our sinfulness is blocked from our own understanding because we don't want to face it. We don't realize that we're playing games. Most of our friends know. People we work with know. But for some reason, why is it so easy to block our sinfulness from ourselves? Because you know what? We really don't want to change. We think we know who we are because we've never met our Creator in the fullness of His glory, the one who's perfect love, perfect truth, and perfect holiness. And yet, He stands at the door of our hearts and He wants to come into our hearts, not only as Savior, but as Lord. He wants us to know Him intimately. The God who created us, He knows us, but we don't know Him. And so for our entire life, it is a pilgrim's progress. Yes, it is. To progressively know our Creator, to progressively know the plan that He has for your life and my life, that we were not created just to become robots and just function every day in a dull, dreary life, but life with a God who created you is exciting. It is never dull. Because the living God is constantly creating. He who created the animals. What a sense of humor when you look at the crocodile, who's scary, but yet look at the scales on his back. Look at his long teeth. Look at the power in his tail. Look at the hippopotamus. Oh, what a jolly guy he is. Look at the giraffe with his long neck. And yet he's very stately. All reflecting the glory and the beauty of God. And God has created you to reflect His glory. And He's created me. And He's given us His Spirit. When we ask Him into our heart, He quickens our spirit that we might live eternally. Eternally. That's a hard concept to come into. What is eternal? It's just infinity. Never ending. But because we think in a finite way, we don't understand God. But we will, as we read His Word, walk in His Spirit, He will reveal who He is in our life. And we will be changed. Do you want to be changed? Are you sick of yourself? Are you sick of your own voice? Are you tired of your life? Is it boring? Is it dull? Seek the living God. You will never be bored or dull again. And ask Him to take the veil off of your eyes. Unblock your ears that you can see and hear through His eyes and through His ears. And life changes. We serve a God who's a life-changing God. And He's called us to walk in the power of His Spirit and through His love and the fruits of the Spirit to change the world around us, to be that light in the dark place. He has a mission for you. Do you feel sometimes you don't have a reason for living? Are you depressed? Do you feel hopeless? Do you feel lonely? Do you feel cut off? Do you feel like no one cares? That's all a deception. God cares. God loves you. He created you. Your life is not a mistake. You were created to reflect the glory of God. And this happens only when we yield our lives to Jesus Christ. No one can come to the Father except through the Son. There is no other door. There is no other person. Christianity is not just a religion. It's a relationship with the living God. There is no other God that created this universe. There is no one else who has died, who was buried, and who rose again. Whoever lives to do intercession for you. The living God knows everything about you. He knows every hair in your head. He knows you personally. He knows every thought in your mind. And He cares about you, even when you don't care about yourself. Have you had those days? Have you had those grumpy days? Grump, grump, grump. You get up grumpy, go to bed grumpy. It seems like we're on a roll. We just keep right on going and critical of other people and pointing out their faults. And even if you don't say it, you're sort of grumpy in yourself, because actually when we're doing that, we're not happy with who we are. But we know someone who can change you and can change me, and that's the Holy Spirit. And that's the only way we can change. You can buy books, you can buy self-help books, you can try to be good, and we're supposed to try to be good. You know, if you're stealing, you stop stealing. If you're committing adultery, you stop it and you repent of it. But the fine-tuning of the Holy Spirit, that's done by the grace of God. There are some things in our life, it just takes our will, and we're to extend our will as much as possible and stop those actions that are against love. We decide we're not going to do those things any longer. But there are those areas in our life, no matter how hard we try, we just can't set ourselves free. Those compulsive areas. But I know the healer. I know the deliverer. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who delivered the demoniac, who delivered Mary, the woman at the well, can deliver you. He is the same. God never changes. And Jesus said, I have to go to the Father that I might send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, is sent to you when you are born again, when you've yielded your life to the living God and made Him Lord. He has been sent to you as a teacher, as an advocate, as a sanctifier. And He will do and accomplish that which He has been sent to do as we yield ourselves to Him and as we have a teachable spirit and just say, oh God, change me. I want to be changed. When you have a home or you have an apartment, don't we like to change things? I know women are always liking to change things. In your own appearance, you want to change your hair, you want to change the way you look. Well, God, who is the Creator, wants to change you and change me, and it's always for the better. And all we have to do is to yield to that work and to have a teachable spirit and to lay down our stubbornness. Oh, how we can be stubborn. But we have to say, God, change me. And I'm willing to listen and not put walls up when others try to help me. But I want to hear. I want to see. I want to know. and I want to be transformed. Do you want to be transformed? Give Jesus Christ your life. Give him the past. Give him your guilt, your sin. Ask him to forgive you. Lay down all the broken dreams, all the hurts. Forgive others. Enter a new realm of freedom. Forgive yourself for the mistakes you have made. Many times we don't understand that we're angry with ourselves. We've made bad choices. Maybe we should have gone to college. Maybe we feel we married the wrong person and it wound up in a very difficult situation. And you're angry that you should have thought more. You didn't listen to your parents. You should have been more observant. Maybe you lost a job opportunity. Maybe you sinned against your own body. Well, today can be the beginning of the rest of your life. Today, it can be the time of new beginnings. Yes, it can be. The past can cross the red line. It can cross a line and you can start over again. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Let it go. Let go of the hurt. Let go of the disappointment, the humiliation, the shame, the anger, the hostility, the fear. Ask God to forgive you, forgive others, and start again. Let this be a time of new beginning for you, that your life can be a wonderful adventure with Christ, truly born again in the realm of the Spirit, in the realm of your emotions, that your soul might be healed through the engrafted word, that your life takes on a new glow, a new glory. I know I need that. So therefore, I know that you need it too.
The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Father God, we love you, and we believe that we are called according to your purposes and plans. Use the circumstances of our lives for your glory. Yours.
Yes, offering our life to the living God, that we might have life more abundantly, that God wants us to have an abundant life. Because when we do, it shows His love, His blessings, and His presence, and we can abundantly bless others. That through our lives, the world around us can be transformed on our Pilgrim's Progress, as we go through the various pitfalls, and as we arise and we're set free through the grace of God and the joy that He gives us through the problems and the peace through the problems. What a testimony to the faithfulness of the living Christ to those around us, because they see within us a living New Testament, that we are living epistles. Yes, we are. It didn't end. It didn't end 2,000 years ago. It didn't end in the book of Acts. The Word of God says, greater things shall ye do. And the New Testament is progressive as we live out the Christ life within us, as we bear testimony to the love of God, the faithfulness of God, as we wait upon Him and we allow the power and love of God to flow through our lives, as we look forward to the city four square, the city, that eternal city. And not only that, but to know the goodness of God in the living, right now, where you live, where you work, in your everyday sort of life, in everything that you touch, because you are holy. That which you touch is also sanctified. Because you are God's church. God is building His church out of living stones. Are you a lively stone? And God is forming us together, one to another. Yes, He is. He's building His church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Regardless of what is happening in the world, God's church is going to be a triumphant church. It's going to win. He is going to win, because He's coming back in glory for a church without spot or wrinkle. And we're awaiting the bridegroom, the coming, the second coming of the living God. He's coming for a church, and we're part of the bride of Christ. And what does a groom want from his bride? He wants her heart. That's what God's after. He's not after the works that you can do for Him. He's not into religious observance. That doesn't, which is good, but that doesn't do it. Because we can do all the things that we know to do by going to church and saying the right things, but our heart can be far from Him. He's looking for a surrendered heart. David didn't do what God wanted him to do, but his heart was towards God. Is your heart towards God? Would you give Him your heart tonight? He created it. He wants to know you intimately. He wants to change you. Give Him your heart.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. ask that you would do a fresh work in us, that you would set our hearts and our lives apart for the glory of your name, for the glory of your kingdom. Sanctify our hearts tonight.
Sanctify my heart. Let me know you, Lord. Separate my anxious thoughts. Let me please you more. Sanctify my heart.
Sanctify my heart, O God. That's right. And to spend time with Him. If you love someone, you spend time with them. If you had a very good friend, you'd call them up frequently or write cards because you want to keep that relationship. Sometimes we say, oh, I wish I had a friend, a good friend, but we don't see sometimes the work involved in keeping that relationship going. It's calling when you don't feel like calling, maybe. Keeping track of their birthday, bringing flowers once in a while, encouraging them at their job, maybe when they're going through a hard time. Being a friend is listening. Sometimes it's not even a gift giving, it's just giving an ear. And sometimes when we pray, we're talking to God, but we don't give Him our ear. And He really wants to talk to us. And you would say, well, how does He talk to us? When you have a thought that's smarter than you are, it's God. When He drops something in your spirit, when you're thinking about one thing and He tells you something else, it's probably God. The voice will always align with His word, never contradict His word. It will always be something in love. He will never put condemnation on you, only the conviction of His Holy Spirit. And when He gives you a word of conviction, He'll give you His grace to change and to stop that habit that's been hindering your health, your relationships, or your path towards holiness. He never asks you something to do something he doesn't give you the grace to do. And so he wants your ear, he wants your attention. He wants you to spend time with him as you would a good friend. And I know many live very busy lives, but 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, reading the Word of God. But I know eventually, as you think about it and you spend time with him, you can practice the presence of God, feeling his presence. Whether you're a mechanic and you fix cars, you can feel the presence of God, still doing what you're doing, but in God's presence. If you're a school teacher, you can still feel the presence of God. You can have his mind. You can have his wisdom and his grace. You can have his insight. You can have a word in season that will strengthen those that are depressed and downhearted. God will give you all he has as we relinquish all we think we have. It's an exchanged life. And oh, what an exchange. We get the eternal from that which is only temporary. That's right. Everything we have and we are seems to just disintegrate day by day. Do you ever notice that when you have a new car? First scratch, first bump, and we work so hard for it. Only temporary. The relationship we have with the living God is an eternal relationship that goes on and gets better and better and better. What reward. What love. His love is truly amazing. I pray that you would never be satisfied with where you are, but always reach higher. Let's go up to the high place. We need hind's feet to climb to the high place and be with the shepherd of our soul who loves you with an amazing love. Good night, and God bless you.
Hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. She'd We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.